good for you. If anyone will tell you what's good for you, it's the dentist. The dentist keeps me straight. I went there last week with my son and they said to him, oh yeah, it's best if you have all your sugar intake for the day in one hit. Oh yeah, that's realistic, isn't it? That makes sense. So don't have sugar on your cereal, son, or in your coffee. Get a sugarless cake. Maybe eat an orange. No, that's got a load of sugar. Maybe eat a frozen avocado. For desserts, yeah. Yeah, I know you're 13, shut up. And then at midday, every day, eat the sugar you would have distributed throughout the day on a million Haribo by downing half a pack of sugar and then immediately cleaning your teeth. Dentists are completely unrealistic with what happens outside of their practice. Real life is happening, guys. Real shit is going down. People can't eat all their sugar in one go. And they also can't do what you're asking them to do in terms of cleaning their teeth. I carry a toothbrush around with me. Clean my teeth in the middle of the day. And they keep criticising the way I clean my teeth. Small round circles, Nathan, small round circles. You're cleaning your teeth wrong. It's got to be small round circles. And they go, oh, small round circles, is it? What other kind of fucking circles are there? Small round circles. Stop teaching me how to clean my teeth. I'm not seven. I'm whatever age I am. They also, of course, tell me how to drink drinks. How do you drink drinks, Nathan? Well, with my mouth from a fucking glass? No, you're doing it wrong, Nathan. That's not good for you. You have to use a straw. A straw? Yeah, straw for all drinks. I'm not seven. I'm whatever age I am. But I found out when I went out with a dental technician. So not a dentist, I went out with a dental technician. How much training do you think you need in days or maybe in hours to be a dental technician? Here's the answer. Zero. 0 hours. All you have to do to be a dental technician is sign up for a year course and you can have that miniature Hoover in your hand sucking out plaque and shit from people's mouths before the first lecture. How awesome is that? How awesome is that? Good for you, you look happy and healthy, not me. If you ever care to ask. That got me thinking, what other jobs could I get if comedy goes to shit again? Because of COVID. What other jobs could I get that require absolutely zero training? And then I went for a COVID jab. Everything is very slick, isn't it, and well managed with the COVID jabs. Certainly in the UK, hope it is where you are. I mean, our government have fucked up absolutely everything with regards to COVID, but at the last minute, they produce an outstanding vaccination program, which is annoying, isn't it? It's like they've killed our grandparents, but then buried them in a free gold coffin. It stops us being quite so annoyed. So it's all very slick, and as I say, the website and what have you, and then you book your COVID test. And this isn't the same everywhere, I'm sure, but this is what happened to me and quite a lot of people. You get into the little room, and you're greeted, and you think, this isn't a nurse, is it? I don't know how you know, but you just know, don't you? You think this isn't a nurse, do you? And as they nervously ask you to roll up your sleeve and they nervously get the vaccination out of the box or the bin bag or whatever they... You think, fuck, you're not a nurse, are you? You're not a nurse. But you convince yourself, oh, don't worry, they're at least pharmacy staff. They've been, I don't know, they've been at least made to watch medical dramas. You start clutching at straws. Oh, they're good at snooker. They're probably good at snooker or pool, so at least they have a good aim with a steady hand. But then, last weekend, I met one of these guys and I found out the truth. How much training, as in hands-on training, do you think these vaccinators have before they deliver their first vaccination through injection, of course, into the arms of the public? You guessed it, guys. Zero. The training is all online. They then do a quick jab into a fake arm or a fucking chicken breast before you come in and trust Derek from the local chippy to save your life. The news isn't out in the press, is it? Otherwise, people would not be so willing to take the vaccine. Get vaccinated by Pete from the chippy, or maybe Nathan fucking Cassidy, who's had a few gigs cancelled, so he's swapped a mic for a syringe and will be literally giving it his best shot. Absolutely terrifying. I was told this by a waiter, by the way, at the weekend, who just bought me nuts on a dish when I had a nut allergy, and he also didn't bring me the pom puree. To be honest, I was surprised that the local chippy served you pom puree. That's gentrification in Hackney for you. But whatever, take the vaccine. Take the vaccine. I'm sure it's for the best. I'm sure it's for the best. Have you ever cared to ask? I'm sure it's good for you. Maybe worry less anyway about whether you get the AstraZeneca or the Pfizer. That's what everyone asks, don't they? Did you get the AstraZeneca or the Pfizer? Maybe worry more now about whether the inverted commas nurse behind the mask is actually Big Al with zero training. And the only thing he's injected before is 10 years ago heroin into his own eyeballs on a garage floor. But don't worry, guys, just like sugar is bad for you, vaccinations are good for you. Even if they're slammed into your arms by someone with less training than a one-day-old baby screaming on a tit. All I'm saying is, guys, be wary of people that say things are good for you, because A, how much training have they had, and B, do they practice what they preach? The reason I know about the dental technician training is, as I say, I went out with a dental technician and she, let me tell you, ate sugar like a bear in the fucking woods. But she kept having a go at me. She also kept criticising me for my sexual technique. Small round circles, Nathan. Small round circles. The worst thing was when she tried to drink me through a straw. And there's the punchline, guys. A punchline born out of 10 years of training to be a stand-up comedian. So what I'm saying is keep the virus under control, people. Because even if you hate my comedy, you'd much prefer me dishing out comedy after 10 years of training than slopping out vaccines with all the expertise and finesse of someone offering free blowjobs in the park. Free blowjobs in the park. Good for you, you look happy and healthy, not me. If you ever care to ask, good for you, you're doing great out there without me, baby. God, I wish I could do that. I lost my mind, I've spent the night crying on the floor of my so unaffected, I really don't get it. But I guess By the way, guys, if you are doing free blowjobs in the park, do all the blowjobs in one go at midday. Bukkake that gank all in one hit. Think of the teeth, people. Think of the teeth.